to you or not.
Blog Talk Radio.
It says in Psalms 22:23, I am me, my Elohim, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from me?
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim. A fool believes everything, and to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing, that's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy, worthy. Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put right in me and now we flee from falling leaves. The grinding grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will appraise and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we turn back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the Son of Man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but in the turnstile, God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape. And the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Ye adore Yah, magnify Yah, come straight.
Fourth is when the Creator made the very lights of heaven, called the sun, moon, and the stars. This is what he did on that day. And he made them to separate the day from the night, to provide light upon the earth. And he also made them for signs, seasons, days and years. Also made a great light that will rule the day. And he made a lesser light to rule the night and the stars also. This is what he was due on the 4th. And he let us know this 4th represented his praise. But it also represented every word and everything that he said that he would do. This is why I brought to your attention in dealing with the 4th sign of darkness. This is why the Creator says certain things, such as in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, this is what we're just doing a real quick review of what we talked about last night. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, watch what the Creator says so you can understand why this is important. And I'm going to read the 18th verse. This is what it says. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. In other words, without vision, without the ability to see where you're going, what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, where there is no vision, the people perish. And this should not be hard to understand. In order for you to have vision, you must have light. And the light that the Creator provided for us to have vision is light itself, the physical light itself, as well as what the light brought forth. And what did it bring forth? It brought forth wisdom. That's how we able to see things even when our eyes are closed, even when we sleep. It's called visions because the Almighty gave us not only physical eyes so that we can see, but he gave us spiritual eyes as well so we can see things that are not that you normally couldn't see unless you have vision. But this is all due to light. But what if you don't have light? Well, if you don't have light, according to this, the people perish. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. This should let you know what darkness brought, what darkness represents. To make it real plain, let me just show you something about this darkness once again. Since we end the book of Proverbs, and it's important to notice because there's some dark things that's going on now. Most people just can't see it. And there's some dark things that are approaching. In the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, this is what it says. Proverbs 4. And watch the 18th and 19th verse. It says, but the path of the just is as the shining light, because you're just. The Almighty said light was sown for the righteous, that shining more and more unto the perfect day. But watch the 19th verse. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And this is what we were bringing to you, that one of the signs, the 4th sign, of darkness is your inability to be able to see things, especially things spiritually. You're not going to even know the times because you can't see it. You're not going to know your direction. You're not going to know many things as a result of no vision. And this is what the light represents. And when you don't have that light, and what is the light? The light represents Yah's word. How do I know that? Because the Creator says to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Because the word represents Yah's light. The law represents Yah's light. The testimonies represents the light of the Most High. Commandments represents Yahweh's light. Wisdom and righteousness and goodness, all light. But what is darkness? As we can see here, it says the wicked walking in darkness, because that's the path of the wicked. Darkness. Evil represents darkness. Truly, if good represents the light, then evil must represent darkness. And that's the balance. That's the balance. Evil or darkness represents blindness. And what did the Creator say about our blindness, our inability to see? Watch what the Creator said in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 42. And what are we talking about? We're talking about and discussing the seven signs of darkness, of night. And you have to know both. In the book of Isaiah 42, 18 verse, watch what it says. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect and blind as Yah's servant? Seen many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. And this is the state of the condition of our people. And all y'all want our people to do is to humble themselves and admit that they're blind and that they're deaf. But who want to really admit that? Well, the only people that will admit that are the meek, the humble, those who seeking meekness and humility. They will just break down and say, man, we must be blind. We must be deaf. Look at us as a people. If we wasn't blind, if we wasn't deaf, would not our communities look different? Would not we behave different? Would not we... would not we do different things? Sure, we would do different things. This is not the signs and wonders of a people that can see and that can hear. These are signs of people that are blind and deaf. Everybody in the world can see that, even if you can't see it yourself. And let me tell you, our people can't see that they're blind and deaf. This is something they can't see. So what they do is walk as if they can see. and they can hear. But this is the fourth sign. And I just want you to see the fifth sign that the Creator, the fifth sign of darkness. See, you already have to know and understand what the fifth represents. All over the scriptures, you'll see that the fifth represents Yah's increase. The fifth was one of the first things that the Creator blessed, multiplied, and abundantly increased. This was the first time the word blessed was even used, is when he began to make the sea creatures and the fowl of the air on the fifth day. And he blessed them and told them to multiply and abundantly increase. And when Yah did that, he never deviated from that. He never deviated from that blessing, except the other side. As I told you, there's two sides to everything. There's heads and there's tails. There's up and there's down. There's black and there's white. And on the fifth, that is the first time he blessed. But make no mistake about it, that is also the first time he cursed. Because Yahweh said, a false balance is an abomination unto him. And all you have to do is see what Yah has done. You heard about his blessings. You've seen about his blessings. We showed you increase. We showed you praise. We showed you about his name. We showed you about his light. But we did not show you about darkness. And this is what we're bringing to you this night. I want you to see something that the Almighty said he would do in the future. And I may add in the future that the world is going to have to contend with. Let me show you the good so you can see clearly the bad. The good represents the light, and the bad represents the darkness. And then you're going to understand what the fifth sign of darkness is all about. I may add, the fifth can come many ways. Could be the fifth day. Could be the fifth year. The fifth month. The fifth born. The fifth time. It can come many forms. Today, we find ourselves under the fourth beast, according to the scriptures. But not just the fourth beast. We find ourselves under the fourth beast, but the 45th president. And let me tell you what the 45th president represents. Yes, it is true. he represents this darkness that we're about to show you. And watch the dark things that will take place under his authority. First of all, let me show you the good. In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, this is the good. Daniel, the 12th chapter. And I may add, 12 is the order of 5. If you've been listening to me, and if you don't understand that right now, that's okay, because we're going to catch you up. This is the fifth sign of goodness. Watch what it says. The fourth verse. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and sealed the book even to the time of the end. And watch what it says. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. And right now, little do people know. Everybody's not going to know this. But little do people know, knowledge is being increased. People tell me all the time, texting me, calling me, how much they're learning, more than they ever learned before. Things that they had never known, things that they had never seen, but they're learning because, not because of me, but because knowledge is being increased. And is this for everybody? No. Scripture says, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. And watch what it says in his 8th verse. And I heard, but I understood not. And then I said, oh, my master, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go that way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. And watch the 10th verse. Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise, they shall understand. So in other words, everybody is not going to understand the things that we're bringing to you and telling you and talking to you about. So don't expect everyone to understand this thing when you go to tell them about it. And you start asking, what are the 7 signs of darkness? They're not going to know that. They don't even want to know. And why? Because undoubtedly, the scripture says, not what I'm saying, the scripture says the wicked shall not understand, and the wicked going to do wickedly. But the wise, they're going to understand what I'm telling you and what I'm talking to you about. See, the 5th represents increase. So if you're being increased in knowledge, that's a good thing because it's a 5th. It represents Yah's blessing. But then, if you don't understand nothing and you're not increasing in knowledge, know for certainty, for some reason, you're not increasing, that's not good. But that's bad. Everybody should be increasing. And watch. Now, I just showed you the good. Now, watch the bad on the same thing. See, for you to increase, that has to represent the light. But let me show you what represents the darkness so you can see the same 5th. And watch this. In the book of Amos, Because Yah is not going to have one without the other. Why? Because Yah sees a false balance. In the book of Amos, the 8th chapter, this is what it says in the 9th verse. And it shall come to pass in that day, says Yah Elohim, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. In other words, a clear day. And it's going to be totally obvious that the sun is only noon. It's only midday. It's going to be totally obvious. And you're going to be able to see that it's only midday. But for some reason, the sun is going to be coming down as if it's evening. But it's not going to be evening. It's going to be midday. And watch what happens. And you know when that sun starts going down, you know what's about to come. Darkness. And you know what's going to follow and come with darkness. You know what it's going to bring. Well, if you don't know, let me show you. 10th verse. And I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, says Yah Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of Yah. In other words, the readings and the talk and the hearing of the word of Yah will cease. It will be a famine in the earth. And watch what it says. Just to show you that it's going to be in the earth and not just Jerusalem and not just Israel, watch what it says in the 12th verse. And I told you what 12 represents. It represents the 5th. And they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of Yah and shall not find it. Now, why would such a thing happen? How would such a thing happen? And what is the sign that this evil thing is going to take place? Well, the sun going to go down at noon, at midday. And when you see this darkness take hold at the time that darkness don't supposed to take hold, then you know evil is at your doors. Why? Because what do you think darkness bring? Some bad, some evil, some horror. Things that you can't even see. But if you with Yah, you have nothing to worry about. Because Yah always gives his saints and his servants the ability to see even when they're asleep. You can be asleep and still see the Most High. You can even be asleep and still hear the Most High, because that's what he do with his saints and servants. But for those who refuse to hear, refuse to see, well, darkness will take hold. And darkness is nothing good that you want to be a part of. And I'm going to show you that, because we're talking about the fifth sign of darkness. And I showed you the fifth sign that you're going to see something good, where knowledge will be increased. Well, you know what's coming after knowledge being increased. Knowledge is going to be wiped away in a famine. What do you think? What do you think follow good anyway? In the book of Genesis, the Creator told Yosef, one of our fathers, that there will be 7 years of plenty. But following that 7 years of plenty, there will be 7 years of famine. He said, but in the years of famine, that the famine will be so severe that it will make the people forget the years of plenty. And within 2 years of the years of famine, all it took is 2 years of the famine, the people were already forgetting the 7 years of plenty. This is how dark it became. So you could only imagine, if knowledge is increasing now, what's about to happen when there's a famine of hearing the word of Yah? That's why one of the great things that Yah told us that we must do, and I want you to see this, because here it is, this is good. I'm going to show you the good again so you can see what I'm telling you is the truth. This is the good. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, see, the fifth sign is there will increase. Rather, it is light or darkness. You're either going to increase in something bad or something good. But one will be a blessing, and that's the light. And one will be a curse, and that's the darkness. Watch what it says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yah is with you. Why you be with him? And if you seek him, and this is what we're telling our people, If you seek him, he will be found of you. And anything you seek, the word seek means to look for. It means to search out. In other words, Yahweh wants you to look for him, seek him, search him out. If you seek him, he will be found in you, because Yahweh know your heart. And he know if you seek him with your whole heart, he wants you to find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And that's the good thing. See, that's good, because Yah is telling you how to get to him. That's the light. But now let me show you the darkness. In the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. And why is it that I say this is the fifth? Because the fifth is the very first thing. That's when he began to bless. Not on the first, not on the second, not on the third, not on the fourth. But as soon as the fifth entered in, that's when Yah began to bless. But also, that is when Yah began to curse. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter. And this is what's going to happen. Just so you can understand this thing, I'm going to start at the 20th verse. Wisdom cried without. She uttered her voice in the streets, because wisdom represents light. She cried from the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttered her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I've called and you refused. I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Now watch the 25th verse, because this is when the darkness starts. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Watch this 28th verse. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. I thought the word just told us if we seek him, we're going to find him. But not when the darkness comes. See, this is what I'm trying to tell people. See, Yah instructions of the law is the light. But make no mistake about it, the light comes to an end, and then it becomes dark. And so Yah want you to begin to understand time. And to understand this time, you got to know when you're in a time of the light. And if you seek him, you're going to find him. But then when darkness began to reign, began to rule. And I'm not just talking about darkness of the night. I'm talking about darkness that represents evil and horror and cursing. That's the darkness that I'm speaking of, where you waited too long to seek the Most High. You did it at the wrong time to seek the Most High. You thought you had more time, and you didn't. And now, instead of you abundantly being blessed, now your abundance is in cursing. And watch what it says. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yah. They were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. And that's what I'm saying. The same people that Yah blessing come upon, even in the dark times, even in the evil times, it's going to be quiet for them. Why? Because they chose the fear of Yah. They chose his fear. And what is the fear of Yah? It's wisdom. And what is wisdom? Well, it is light. And what is light? It is the word of our Elohim. Let me continue showing you so you can see the good versus the evil. Let me show you the fifth sign of darkness. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 28. If you read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15, you will find that it's a lot of blessings. But then you start reading verse 15 through 68, and all you're going to see is cursings. And one represents a great deal of light, but the other represents a great deal of cursing. And it's called the blessing and the cursing. And the scripture tells us that if you bethink yourself, and the blessing and the cursing comes to mind. In other words, when that light bulb turned on, and you begin to understand and be able to discern that, okay, there is a great difference. There's a blessing and a cursing. And now I have to begin to differentiate between the two. I have to discern this thing. Well, this is what the Most High said in one of the fifth signs of darkness. And most people don't know why. They know it's a curse, but they really don't understand how this represents darkness. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 28. And we're going to read starting the 45th verse. And watch what it says. Moreover, and what did we say about the 45th president? Well, if you know anything about the 45th president, you understand that the Almighty said there will be a king that will come up. And I'm going to show you this in the scriptures. And under his authority, the saints of the Most High will be worn out. And under this authority of this beast, the Creator also said that the man would change times and laws, and it shall be given into his hand. Most of our people think all the times and laws have already been changed. They ain't seen nothing yet. Wait what you see. Wait and see what will happen during our lifetime. Then you're going to understand what I'm telling you is the truth. Make no mistake about it. It will be a miracle if you see another president. Watch what this says. Deuteronomy 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of Yada Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And watch this 47th verse. And I may add, 47 is the order of five. And watch what it says. Because thou servest not Yah thy Elohim with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things, because that's what I said. See, in other words, that's when Yah bless you. That's when you had abundance. That's when you were increased. But since you didn't, and since we didn't serve Yah with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, watch what he said will happen. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which Yah shall send against thee, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. And the mass majority of our people believe all these things have been fulfilled. And I'm here to tell you, this is more yet to be fulfilled. How do I know that? Because we had not, the iniquities of our enemy is not yet full. These things will happen even in the end. We think this was just the beginning of our downfall. No, sir. Wait till you see the end. And if you didn't know who it was, Yah shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. This is the enemy. This is the beast that the Creator said will wear you out. And I may add, you think that this was just going to happen to your ancestors, in other words, your father, your father's fathers, your father's fathers. In other words, you just thought this was going to happen to you in the 1600s, in the 1700s, in the 1800s, and part of the 1900s? No. These things that we're reading have not came to its full cup. In this same chapter, Deuteronomy 28, watch what it says. In the 19th and 20th verse. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. Yah shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. These things will happen to our people. Don't think things have already been totally fulfilled, because they have not. Darkness will come upon the land of our enemies once again. Evil will reign supreme. And a great horror will take place and happen. We must understand it and know it. Let me show you, if you don't understand what I'm letting you know. In the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter, now for those who are listening to me, you might be scared. You might fear, and you might say, well, what are we going to do? Well, the scriptures say, let Yahweh be your fear, and let Yahweh be your dread. In other words, you're not to fear what I'm telling you. I'm only telling you so that you'll know what has been purposed and what will surely happen. But your fear has to be to the Most High, and you will be fine. But make no mistake about it. Those whose fear is not with the Most High. Now, you can say all day long that you fear Yah. But Yah said in the daytime of trouble, and I'm going to show you this. He said he knoweth them that fear him. And I want you to see that. Because everybody don't fear Yah. Especially in the time of trouble. Watch what this says in the book of Isaiah 13. Again, This is more darkness. And this is how you're going to know the darkness. Watch what the scripture says in the 9th verse. Behold, the day of Yah cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. Here we go again. One of the signs of evil. The very things that's lighting up, that's giving you confidence, because you can see some light. As long as you got a little light, then you begin, you get a little confident and you're happy. But then when Yah take away the light, then let's see how confident you become. And let's see how much you love the darkness then. The sun shall be darkened and is going forth. The moon shall not cause her light to shine. 11th verse. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. And will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. And the verse I wanted you to see, in particular, and we're going to read a couple more verses in this, because 12 represent 5. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. In other words, if a man is as precious as the fine gold of the golden wedge of Ophir, that only could mean one thing and one thing only, is that a lot of men got to die. Because the golden wedge of Ophir is rare. You can't find it everywhere. And this is how it's going to be for a man. He's going to be very rare. Because as Yah increase in blessings, so will he increase in cursing. Watch what it says. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of Yah's host, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chase roe. In other words, when a roe being chased, and as a sheep that no man take it up, they shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone into his own land. That goes back to this man thinking to change the laws in the time. Wait and watch and see what happened when they began to change the laws. Then you're going to see what I'm telling you is the truth. I just seen a report that the courts have already, the Supreme Court, have already said that what this 45th president has thought to do, he can do. And that's ban these Muslims from the various countries that he signed to do. Supreme Court already said he can do it. And watch what other laws get changed. And then you're going to see the fleeing take place. The trouble happening. Watch this. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through. Everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be boarded and wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eye shall not spare children. These things are going to happen. Darkness will fall upon the head of the wicked. And as knowledge was increased, so shall famine come after. And as blessings was brought, so will cursing. And as the light was shining, the darkness will prevail. These are the things that you're going to have to know. And why? Last scripture in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. Because now we're talking about the fifth sign of darkness. So enjoy yourself now. But troubles will be increased. And I pray that you have took the time to seek your Elohim. Now you can't fool me, and you sure can't fool him, because Yah judges the heart. It says in the book, Proverbs, the 11th chapter, the very first verse, a false balance is an abomination to Yah. But a just weight is his delight. So if now you're seeing good, well, there's only one thing left to happen. And that is great evil. And you know you're seeing good today because you're still able to go to work. You're still able to provide for your families. You're able to keep the Sabbaths. You're able to do all the things that you believe freely you have the right to do. But then you're going to see the darkness. And you're going to know there's a difference between the light and dark, day and night, good and evil. Then you're going to know, because the rights you think you have today will be washed away. And there's only one that you can call upon. And if you weren't calling upon him in the good, and you weren't seeking him in the good, and you weren't with him in the good, and you forsook him, make no mistake about it. When the dark times come, then you don't understand what I'm telling you. I said this was the last scripture, just one more scripture. Said I was going to show you this. And I am. And it's in the book of Nahum, the first chapter. Nahum. In the book of Nahum. Again, talking about the wicked, and talking about sinners. Watch what it says. Second verse. Elohim is jealous and Yah revenges. Yah revenges and is furious. Yah will take vengeance on his adversaries and he reserves wrath for his enemies. Yah is slow to anger, great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Yah have his way in the whirlwind, and in a storm and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drive up all the rivers. Bashan languishes, Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languish. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt. The earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. And this is the scripture that I want you to never forget. Yah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And we got trouble coming. And he knoweth them that trust in him. See, make no mistake about it. You can't fool Yah. He knoweth them that trust in him. And I only can pray that you do. So until tomorrow, Yah love you. And so do I. Shalom.